Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, January 31, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with... That's your cue, Tony.
I was waiting to see what you would say. Good morning, TNT. Okay. See what he said. Okay. Hey. All right. Good morning, guys. This is going to be a short call. If you didn't know, if Ray didn't put it out, unfortunately, Ray has some stuff that, well, you guys know, today is part of it, so he had to go. Anyway, Ray, we didn't put anything out, all right?
No, sir. No updates went out.
No updates went out, guys, because there's really, I'm going to say, not a lot going on. There's a lot being said, like we talked about on Wednesday. Taylor is saying that now he is going to announce a prime minister tomorrow because they didn't give him anybody. Well, they did. But Sadar is saying it's somebody that's controversial. So everybody, well, at least three or four out of the five groups agreed on him. And it's kind of funny, the group that didn't agree on him was Maliki. And I don't know why, because it's still an Iran guy. So I think they're just doing things to try to confuse the people who's for it and who's against it. So now they're going to have another big protest, which they're having today, sit in. Sadar has donned his military uniform now. He's taking pictures and making it public that he's with the military. But he's putting out statements telling people to come to the big demonstration, but don't block the roads, don't block the educational, don't block the government offices. All the things that they said they were going to do, he's telling them, don't do that. Let's just have a peaceful sit-in in the squares. So what do you guys think that's all about? Personally, he is trying to control the crowd in the millions and have them move the way Iran wants them to move, to get the economy going back, to get the money flowing again, because Iraq is losing billions of dollars, so Iran can continue to get their money. But he's trying to make it look like he's on their side. Because in his statement, he is saying that the government is not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not doing what the people want them to do. They're not meeting their demands. And this is why he's doing that, when we clearly know he's on that side. So they're really just trying to confuse the people and infuse them with his people. So we'll see what happens. There are others out there. Sheikh Ali has said he will put in some kind of demand for tomorrow if Saleh does not name the prime minister tomorrow and fulfill his obligations. So tomorrow's a big day, February the 1st. Let's just see what happens with the prime minister and where we go from here for how long it's going to be dragged out. Nothing from the banks. Nothing. And I've talked to them this morning. Again, nobody's on alert. Nobody is sitting at any exchange centers, any call centers. Not the ones I know of, and that's seven different states. They're not, because they're waiting to see what happens tomorrow also before they make a move and see where this is going. So, again, I know all this tier four stuff went out, and tier three, and this money was moving, and something was supposed to happen last night at 7 o'clock, and this morning, and again, it's the same idiots put out the same stuff every time, telling you that their military advisor or their military guy is telling them this is what's going on, and not one thing is happening. Not one. The money's already at the bank, guys. So you keep listening to that. Funds have been released. The money's there. The codes are here. Ray, you're doing something in the background. The codes are already there. They've been there. Just need to release. Only thing that has to happen is the Treasury has to say go, so the banks can go. So all this other, you know, China had to sign off, or the deal is done and now we can do it. Had nothing to do with the GCR. The GCR was planned years ago, formulated years ago, and it's a totally different package. But, so, and I'm just trying to get rid of all that frivolous stuff so you guys know you don't have to pay attention to it. When you look at it, we're looking for the prime minister to be named, for the budget to go to parliament, for us to go to the bank. The laws have been passed. I mean, they're going to do the reform laws. Again, that really doesn't stop the budget from being passed or the RRB from happening. It's just a demand that the citizens wanted. They've already put every financial law in place that the U.S. wanted them to have in place. What's going on right now in the CBI and the governor was already planned. They were already going to get these people. They were already going to recover the money. They're just doing it now and doing it publicly, again, to cut Iran off. Everybody put out a statement. The U.S. put out a statement yesterday. Their sole purpose in all of this is to cut off every U.S. dollar from Iran. That's their sole purpose. They put it out. Cut the money off from Iran. Starve them out until they agree to new conditions for the nuclear pact. That's what this is all about. This is the way they see of doing it. And unfortunately, Iraq is caught in the middle. But let's go. All right, Ray, we got any questions?
One question. Jim in KC says, Obama made Iraq put in safeguards to make Iraq's money worth its value after a rate increase. If we get a window to exchange and do so, wouldn't the USD in our account still retain its value even if the UN later puts Iraq back into Chapter 7 or whatever?
Yes. Absolutely. If we all go through, the RV happens, we all exchange our money, and 6 months after the RV, a year after, 2 years after, Iraq collapses, it won't have anything to do with our money sitting in our bank account. We have U.S. dollars at that point. We don't care about Iraq money because we don't own it anymore. So is the U.S. doing it to protect our bank accounts and our money? No. They're doing it to protect the Treasury, to protect our country. They gave us all this money. How could they do that and then just have worthless dinar sitting in the bank? Then they just printed up a bunch of money, made a bunch of us billionaires. The Treasury, the United States government, has to get something out of it, and that is the use of that dinar at that value. So they're buying oil for the next 30, 50 years. So they're using it as part of our reserve currency to value our own dollars around the world. Nobody's going to give us money and then say, well, what you're giving me is worthless, but I'm going to give you $3 for a worthless piece of paper. I need the value to be there when I get ready to do it. When I get ready to use the dinars you gave me, I need the value to be there. To do that, I'm going to make sure they put some safeguards in place. And that's what Obama did. Bush didn't do that. Bush said, give me the money. Let's take the money. Let's exchange it. Let's spend it. I mean, I got part of these oil wells. I got this. I got that. That's good enough. If they can't figure it out, okay. If they do figure it out, okay. Let them figure it out. Let's give them the money. He didn't get it done, though, because that would have happened. Obama came and said, you're not going to do that while I'm here. I'm going to make sure that their feet are on solid ground, that this money is going to be worth something today, tomorrow, and next year. And the way I do that is make sure they put these laws in, which they did, all these financial laws, these agreements, and they have a plan to not just rebuild the country, but advance the country. So 30 years now, you can look back and say, okay, the RV happened under me, and look how it's flourished. Still didn't get done, because they didn't get everything done that he wanted to ensure that happened. So now we're at the next administration. They're finalizing getting it done, and we're down to the last part, and that is bring in the corrupt. Get the corruption out of the finance. Get the corruption out of the government. Go back and get all those people, because it's all been tracked. Everybody knows who they are, knows where the money went, or they're tracing it right now. Now, yesterday's article said that it will take them 15 years to track all the money and get it all back. 15 years. That's okay, because in 15 years, as long as the world is still here, then it'll be useful. They'll still have it. And I say that because guess what? Some of us have been doing this for 15 years already. 15 years. So it's going to come, it's going to go. The only difference is, are they going to get a benefit from it? So I gave you that entire history for the people who don't know or why this was done. But once we go to the bank, because that was your question, exchange our money, it will never, ever be affected by the dinar again. They're not going to come back and say, hey, you did this big exchange 2 years ago, but now the dinar is worthless, so you got to give us all that money back. That's not going to happen, guys. Can't happen. All right, what's next? Ray? You wanted to see what I was going to say?
Okay. How about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, that was it. With the questions on the board, we only had one. So let's talk live.
Okay.
865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. I appreciate you doing the call, and I know we want to keep this very short, so I'll make my question very short here. You had made the reference about the demonstrations in Tahrir Square. There had been an article, actually, with the word urgent in red, and it was coming out around 5:30 or so their time. That would be, what, 9:30 Eastern time, where Sadr was saying, you know, get immediately to the square. What kind of response is he having? Because we know that the folks realize what Sadr represents, more alignment to Iran. They don't want to be aligned with Iran. Are the crowds very large, or are they still minding what he is saying?
They're not minding Sadr, I don't think. He's trying to make it look like he's controlling the crowd and that they're showing up. But they already said they're still going to follow their referendum, you know, what they wanted
mm-hmm.
to do. And I think that's what's happening. So, actually, I'm going to try and find out why we're doing this. So, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find
out. And lastly, the Parliament several days ago had been, there were articles out there saying that, yes, we'll be at the ready, that you provide us with a prime minister, the budget, that sort of thing will be, you know, go into emergency session to deal with that. Are your sources saying that they still are showing that cooperation?
They are, as of, yesterday, I haven't seen anything this morning. They were,
okay.
Well, actually, this morning they did say they were having meetings, discussions, and so one side says they've come up with a name, and we should know it. Sheikh Ali is saying
mm-hmm.
they still haven't satisfied with one name, and if they don't tomorrow, he's going to make some kind of statement about it. So I want to say everybody again, but Maliki's group has agreed on Muhammad Ali, because that's the name. But Muhammad
mm-hmm.
Ali is not the guy that the people wanted. So unless they're going to surprise us with something else, there's still going to be an uprising tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it would be nice if they chose to do something today rather than putting up again to tomorrow. But whenever this happens, we know 10 days from that is when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. And I guess it may well be February, but February is a great month as well. So appreciate it. And thanks again for everything that you do for us on this finale Friday. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 707, you are on.
Good morning, Ray, and good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question has actually been answered. I just want to make a comment to both of you, how much I appreciate you and all that you do for us.
Thank you.
It's really remarkable how you guys manage your time and your comments. It really makes us feel good. So thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, sir. Appreciate it.
Let's see. 610, next in line.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Tony,
greetings.
It's G-Man NPA. I just wanted to make sure I understood what you said Wednesday. You said that we still have some unpaid bills. Is that correct?
We do. And I know it, you know. It's January, everybody's paying their own bills. Christmas time, bills they didn't pay in December, everything else, but we do. So we're going to try and stretch it out. But okay. Are you okay?
Well, ladies and... Yes. I'm doing very good. I just wanted to get that clarified so that people know that there are unpaid bills out there. So I'm going to keep my segment short, as has everyone else. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Blessings to both of you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. 208 area code. You are on.
Yes, you already answered my question. I thought I pushed off. I guess I forgot.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That's okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
727. You are.
Oh, I didn't want to talk to him. He's already said.
727?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I thought a guy said he didn't want to talk to me. I thought.
He probably did.
Who did that guy do? Has he lost his mind? Well, not that everything I have to say is golden, certainly, but it's silver at the very least.
Okay.
Tony, my question for today is, that Sauter is now wearing a uniform, and that if his people kill a bunch of protesters, is that going to do the equivalent of what happened to Soleimani as far as him becoming a target?
Okay. I don't know if it's up to you, but I can't hear you that loud. And misunderstood some of the stuff you said. But I think you said if Sardar kills a bunch of protesters or his people kill a bunch of protesters. Is that right?
Yes.
Sure. Okay, but what was the rest of it? Because I didn't know what the rest of it was. If they kill a bunch of protesters, what?
I think if that happens, will that, you feel, then target him as far as the U.S. is concerned, being an Iranian element that's killing Iraqi, and therefore he becomes a target?
Oh, I think it certainly would if he directed them to start doing something like that. Yeah. So this is what happened today, so you guys know. First of all, they hung outside the restaurant this morning, a new banner, I think in seven different languages, the people did, asking the UN to please step in. They're asking the UN to step in now and to take over and assign their new government and do the reforms that they want and give them their elections. So it's kind of what, I don't know, we've been waiting for, the U.S. has been waiting for, the U.N. When that banner turns into chants and motions and people in the streets taking action, requesting the U.N., then we're going to see something happen, because now it's the people themselves saying help. The protesters met with the U.N. yesterday, and, you know, the protesters gave the government seven demands. They only asked the UN to meet these three demands. Can you just do this for us? Which is get us a new prime minister, get rid of our corrupt government, make sure we have fair elections, and do reforms. I forgot what number three was, but it was three things that they asked them to do.
Right.
And we'll see, you know, what that leads to tomorrow, because we won't know until they don't. But what happened... by them meeting with the UN, by them making it public, I guess Saleh and everybody else know if they don't come up with something tomorrow, things could change real quickly. So this morning, now they're looking at Sadar. He has a uniform on. He's out there now saying, you know, do what the people say. But then he's also telling the people, don't do what you've been doing. Don't block the roads. Don't block the bridges. Don't block the government office. Let's just go sit in the square. A million people. He said, don't chant this. Don't chant that. You know, trying to direct them what to do, because they're chanting things against the government, against the corruption. They're blocking the roads, the bridges, and the government offices, shutting down the economy. But he thinks by coming in doing that, now he can get them. Remember last week? He said, I'm not going to be on either one of y'all's side anymore. I'm not involved. Then Iran put him in charge of the military, and now he's back trying to control the group. Well, this morning, all they're saying is Sardar has betrayed the people. Sardar has betrayed the people. So it's backfiring on him, but we're going to have to see what happens today. Okay?
All right. Okay. Well, that's great. Hey, an hour earlier, I'm glad I caught the message. And I'm sorry for the reason that it is. Again, condolences to you and your family, Ray. And appreciate you do taking the time to come on the call, because as far as I'm concerned, that was going above and beyond on your part. And I'm sure I speak for a lot of folks that we appreciate you, your willingness, especially during these times, to take the time for us. So thanks a lot. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir.
And
all right.
Tony, I'm glad you haven't even had your morning coffee yet, have you?
I did. Matter of fact, I had it when Ray was calling me. I was still drinking. Like,
and then G-Man shows up early, and there goes your break. Oh, my gosh. Gee, yeah. Well, that's what the world coming to. Have a great day, you guys, and thank
right,
you
sir.
Again.
Take care.
All right, thank you, sir.
Hey, you.
All right, thanks. 281, area code, you are on.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you all. And up, we're the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, guys?
Fantastic.
Good, how are you?
To the nth degree.
I'm great, thank you. I'm being right today. I have a question for Tony, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Once the prime minister is picked, correct me if I am wrong from the other day. I don't want to say it wrong, so let me just quote it like this and then you can correct me. It can take some time for the budget if the I don't know if it's the Shiites or if it's part of the people that's in the budget that is Iran, if they deny it once they send it through. Can you just help me to understand that part?
Yeah, it's real simple. Yes, it could take some time. They're sending it to Parliament. It still has to be approved and voted on, and yes, that could be their next stall tactic. Even though they said everything was done, everybody already looked at it from the House and everywhere else and approved the budget and was ready to go. But, yeah, could they go in there and cause additional problems stalling it? Yes. But then, again, that's up to the people. It's going to be up to this new prime minister. Yeah. Well, it's up to the protesters to force them into doing it. But we know everything's been done. The number's been done. Everybody has, in fact, approved it. And that's why I said even after they do the prime minister, what is going to be their next stall tactic before they actually announce the RV itself? And they got to do the budget. I mean, they approve the budget, then it should go. Is that confusing to you?
Okay. No. I just needed to get it clarified for me. Do you know if that's how it was in Kuwait? Did they go through all of this too?
No, because the Kuwaiti government didn't change. They didn't have to come up with a new government. They had the same one.
Okay.
Their rate only changed because Iraq invaded Kuwait. Once they were gone, everything went back, and it was a piece of cake. They wanted it to change back. We wanted it to. We only devalued it because Iraq went in there.
Oh, okay.
So it was a much easier
okay.
process, much easier.
Right. Okay, but if they have already approved it, they still want the prime minister in place. They have to go back in the House and everybody got to approve it again.
Parliament. It didn't go to Parliament.
Oh, okay. Now I got you. I got you. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Ray. We're praying for you. And Tony, we're praying for you as well. And God, you know, we're praying for each and every one of y'all families like we usually do. But we're, you know, asking God to help you all in this time, both of you. So you all have a great day, and we're looking for some news. And we know if it comes, you'll put it out. And we thank you all for everything that you do and all of the support that you give us. And I was in the bank even on yesterday telling the young man about you all, and I say, don't listen to what people say. Just listen to the call and get what you need out of it because they're there to help us. And he was in the bank, and he was like, for real, my cousin told me something about this, but I didn't believe it. And I was wondering why they got me to sign this NDA before I started working with them. And he said, now how I get this? And I started telling them how to get it. I sure did. I told him to have one of his family members to get it.
There you go.
Yes, I said, there's always a way. So he called
always.
Me, and we told him, Yeah, we told them how to go on you, how to go on Blog Talk and listen and sign up with TNT, Super Fantastic. And he called me this morning. He said, Miss, and you know my name. He said, I did it. I got it. And I've been listening to it. And my wife said she's going to order some. I said, you better. So good.
Okay.
You all have a great day. And I just want to tell you guys, I love you guys. I really do. Be blessed.
Thank
and you all stay encouraged, okay? All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye. 972. Danny, what's going on?
What do you say, fellas?
Hey, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Down here. You got a couple of questions. Probably the most important is who did you pick for Super Bowl?
Well, I know this is going to shock you guys, but my pick is Kansas City. Now, I picked Kansas City even though I'm an hour and a half from Frisco, 2 hours. Even though Kansas City is in my division and everybody tells me I should hate Kansas City, which normally I do, I picked Kansas City because I don't like all these fake 49ers coming out the woodwork now talking about how great they are when they've been running around with their head up their butts or head in the ground for the last 10 years, and now all of a sudden they want to be around. But more importantly than that, I have so many friends that are 49ers, I don't want to hear it all year. I'd rather they lose.
Well, that's thank you for that expression of faith. I'm not sure how to explain it, but I had another question. I understand that there have been some threats by other countries. I don't remember which one it was. Threats about Iraq if they don't hurry up and get their monetary system in order, that they're going to go back under some penalties or restrictions. Is there any truth to that?
Okay. I don't think there's been any threat from other countries to do this. What has happened was 16 other countries came on and said they agree that Iraq should not be killing their citizens during demonstrations and that they should treat them with respect. Nobody's going to force them to revalue their currency or do anything else. That they should pay attention to their citizens. They went with the UN. That's a lot of noise, wherever it is. So,
it's probably me.
Yeah, it's him.
Okay. All right. They agreed with the UN, and the UN put out, one of their own members put out that they now have the threat of going back under the UN and going back under Chapter 7. If the UN does what the people want them to do, like they're asking them this morning, to step back in and take over the government, to wipe out the current government, put in a new government, and do the reforms. So the threat is there, and the UN has let them know when they met with them that it's a possibility if you keep killing people in the streets that we're going to have to step back in. The U.S. has let them know it's a possibility if this escalates, we're going to have to step back in and do what we did last time, appoint a whole new government to start the country over. Now, does that mean the RV starts over or the budget starts over and all that? No. Because the laws are now the laws. All the growth has already taken place. It's just putting different people in charge if they had to do that and then activate the budget. The rate's in the budget. So we don't have to wait another 5-10 years. We don't have to wait for all that to be renegotiated because that's already done. It just needs to go to Parliament, either one they pick, a new government, or one that's picked for them. It still just has to go to them, get approved, follow the laws, and the RV still happens. Well, they get all the corruption out. So, no, nobody's threatening them. They're letting them know they don't agree with the way that is being handled. And the UN is the only one can come back in, or the U.S. under our agreement, status forces agreement, and take the country back over. Okay,
well, that explains a lot of the suggestions going around the Internet. I asked last week about the 1/12th of the budget being applied. You had responded that they hoped they couldn't do that or wouldn't have to do that, and they're trying to avoid it. I assume since we haven't heard anything else about it, that's still the position as you understand it.
Well, as I understand it, it is, because there's nothing saying they did it. And even though they said they were going to pay people, they haven't paid them. So they're all hoping that something happens and they don't have to do that and the actual budget gets approved. So they're trying to stretch it out as far as they can. And tomorrow, you know, will let us know. They're saying he's going to pick somebody. The Kurds are saying Saleh is going to announce a new prime minister tomorrow. And he is a Kurd. He's been talking to them, and they think it's going to happen tomorrow, so we'll see.
Okay, well, on that subject, the Kurds tend not to side up with Iran. Now, do you think that that's a generally accurate statement? The Kurds are kind of their own personality, own people group. They actually cover several borders between countries. Kurdistan is not a boundaried place. It is a spread out place over several boundaries.
Kurdistan is not with Iran. Kurdistan is actually with the U.S., supports the U.S. That's why we're moving the embassy, and the world's largest embassy is going to be in Kurdistan. It's where most of our soldiers are going to be. And if Iraq, some shape, form, or how, made the mistake of asking us to leave, or asking our military to leave, which is probably never going to happen. But if they did, we've already made an agreement with Kurdistan to keep U.S. military troops in Kurdistan. Years ago, and I don't know, you probably were involved, way back years ago, I told you guys something that was being planned, and that they had created a map that a few people had seen in Washington, D.C., few people were aware of, where they split Iraq into two different countries. Well, Kurdistan was getting to be its own country, Iraq and then Kurdistan. It was going to be a border put in. The map was already drawn up, everything else. But they decided to try and keep it together. But there was a map drawn up and a plan to make it happen with the U.S. being involved in there. So we'll forever, I think, even though what happened, you know, in Turkey, and nobody could believe that, but whatever, with the Kurds, for some reason, the Kurds in Iraq still trust us.
Well, that's a boiling kettle there, isn't it? All right. I'm gonna consider those things and kind of set it off to the side, because once this monetary thing happens, like you, I really don't care what they do. We'll have our dollars and our investments, and I hope to not meditate on Iraq's or Iran's situation ever again. We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Okay. Well, go 49ers. Talk
all
to
right,
you later.
You.
Yeah, hurry up and hang up on him. Anyway.
okay,
okay,
man.
It
takes us to 312 area code. You're on.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you, sir?
Hey there. I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Good. And good morning, Tony. How are you, sir?
I am super fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderfully well.
wonderfully well. Good to talk to you. I hadn't talked to you in a long, long time. I'm glad you're doing your usual super fantastic.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, my question was about the likelihood of Sadar really, not Sadar. Not Sadar. I got Sadar right. Yeah.
The naming a prime minister tomorrow?
Yes. What do you think the likelihood of that is?
I think it's a pretty good chance. He's been telling them all week, every day, if you guys don't do it, I'm going to do it this time. If you don't do your job, I'm going to do my job, because it should have been done a month ago. I'm going to do it. And now,
okay,
you know, people are saying it, and they're telling him over there that he will name a prime minister tomorrow. So we'll see.
So say he does that. He names the prime minister. What's your kind of loose timeline on from him naming the prime minister to the reforms act, the monetary reforms actually being implemented?
I can give it the month of February. I mean, if he names him tomorrow and he says, I want to give him 15 days to name his new government or cabinet, and if that person does it, then there's nothing else to do but send them the budget. It's been approved and it goes through. Are they going to fight that, argue over it, everything else? Probably. But still, once they have a new government, even before you place them in, and if they have a new prime minister and they consider that the new government, send the budget to Parliament, and it could happen at any moment at that time. Or Iran can continue to find, you know, minions in there to stall it, fight it, whatever. But again, it'll be up to the people. Because even if they have a new prime minister tomorrow and he doesn't react and the people continue to react, then they're going to have to fulfill those demands.
Okay.
So they can let them drag it out from there. Or they can assist, okay, we got that, now we need this, we need this. And there's no reason for them to drag out any of the other demands, because they're already there, and almost every one of them is in the budget. So the next thing is just approve the budget.
So in that 15-day interim, if they give the new guy 15 days, do you think they'll start paying out on the 112th? Was it 1/12 of the budget? You think they'll start doing that at that time?
Yeah, but wait, hold on. I think I messed up. I think he had 30 days to do his government. They had 15 days to do him. He probably has 30 days. But still, I don't know that he would take that. They know what they're up against. They know they've dragged it out. And if it's the person that the people want, I think it will go faster than being the person that Iran wants, who would still try to drag it out even more. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. I just want to say goodbye to you, because I won't be around for the next couple months. But if we get this RV, 15 days, 30 days, however soon, I'll be boxed to get my contract rate. But I'm going to be out of the country for a couple months. But I appreciate you and Ray and all that you do, and I'll try to use some of the internet apps to listen to the call, you know, the WhatsApp and the free conference call if I have internet to still stay in touch. But blessings to you both, to your families. Yes.
Look, I talked to your guy the other day when he called me. Because he said you already left. So he said she going to miss the RV. I said, you crazy. She find out about this RV, she going to be back the next day. So
who are you
I don't want to hear all that. Look, he said, well, she'll come back, then she'll go back over there. I said, she'll come back, then her pockets will be too heavy to go anywhere. But anyway.
Well, I have a commitment over there for 3 months, so I will come back and go back. That's my plan now. And hopefully I'll get to do that soon, real soon. But Sunday, I'll be on my way.
Well, be careful, be good, and we'll know you're doing the right thing for the right people, and I'm sure they'll appreciate having you over there doing that for them. So.
Yes, sir.
But
thank you so much.
Don't drink the water. Don't drink the water.
Oh, I know. I know. You have to have a lot of water, and oh yeah, I know. I'm set. I was over there in 2017 for about 12 days, but this time it'll be 3 months. So, but I'm great.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks. Have fun. All right. Bye.
All right.
Safe travels.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
Okay. 386 area code.
Good morning and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Sir.
How are you?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself.
Good. Hey, Tony, did I miss anything? I didn't get on until 20 after. I usually check an hour and a half to an hour before the show starts. And today when I looked and I checked at 20 after, I figured I probably missed something somewhere along the line in that first 20 minutes. Was there anything new?
Probably, but what you're going to have to do is wait till after the call and go back and listen to it because I can't repeat it all. And we only have 9 minutes left because Ray has somewhere that he has to be dealing with the funeral. That's why we're doing this early and only doing it for this time. So I don't have time to go back through everything. But
okay,
recording. Go ahead.
Will the replay be on in the next half an hour or hour?
Yes. It'll be on as soon as we hang up.
Oh, okay. Good enough. Ray, you have my condolences, and you too, Tony Bushers.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day, and thank you very much, and God bless you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. 501, area code. I'll get you in.
Here I am. Thank you for the opportunity to participate in your call. I missed the first half, so I'll be very brief. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rank our chances for redemption next week?
I do like it for next week. Well, I'm going to say 7 or 8 is a high chance it could happen quickly, at least if not by next week, by the 15th, I think. Because right now everything's coming out saying he is actually going to name a prime minister tomorrow. And that has been our biggest drawback of not doing it. If you guys didn't know or didn't see it, they made it public and they told the people over there that they were actually going to do the budget on 1 October. They were going to implement the reforms on 1 October. It's the time that it was scheduled to happen. And they've already told the people that. They were ready and able to do that. So I can't see them having a whole lot of excuses after that because it said the build-up and what was coming up right before then is the reason they didn't do it in November. So with saying that and CBI saying that, they can't have an excuse not to do it once the prime minister is in place. So I think we'll see it next month. Hopefully this thing will be over.
Well, hallelujah,
I'm
a bomb.
You what?
Hallelujah, I'm a bomb again.
Oh, okay.
I've been in this thing for 9 years, and so, like I said before in another call, I didn't want to die with this thing. So, looking forward to it, to say the least. Okay.
Okay.
You, sir, and I apologize for bothering you.
That's right. Thank
no
you,
trouble.
Sir.
Thank
please
you, sir.
Sir.
Good day.
All right, that was the last hand that was up, so we can wrap up.
Okay. All right, guys. It's Friday as usual. We've had more information than we normally have on a Friday. Demonstrations are going on. People are out there, and they're still doing it their way, not the way Sadar wants them to do it. So we'll see what happens with that. There are announcements, and they're supposed to be told that there will be a prime minister named tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day that the people gave them to do it. Tomorrow is the day that Saleh is saying he's going to do it, and some of the members of Parliament are saying they have agreed on the names. So tomorrow we'll see. I find out, I'll tweet it out to you tomorrow. That's what I have. Of course, Ray will be dealing with the funeral and stuff that he's dealing with today, and he actually has two funerals to attend tomorrow. There's two of our relatives passed away, so don't expect anything over that side, guys, or open mic or anything else. So anything happens, I'll just tweet it out to you. All right? It's a good day. It's not a bad day. They're still moving forward. So I'm going to tell you to do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend. Let's hope and pray something happens tomorrow, way or another, so we can go on to the next step. All right, Ray.
Okay. You said it all, so that's going to wrap it up for us for this weekend, ladies and gents. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Fire!
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We're out of here.